You're listening to SBS News.
Haitian authorities have raised the death toll from the weekend's powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake to 1,419 and the number of injured to 6,000. Thousands of people are having to exist in the open after their homes were destroyed by the quake, and now the onslaught of Tropical Depression Grace is dumping rain on them.
We are in the rain. We have no place to go. The school shelter is not open. Where are the authorities?
Casualties continue to stream into hospitals, but health facilities have been overwhelmed with patients forced to wait for treatment in corridors and on the veranda. Some of them, like quake victim Marie Sadithia, have painful injuries sustained when their homes collapsed around them.
The walls of my house fell on my neighbour's house and I had to break the brick walls with my hand.
Some patients were treated in the open air, laid out in beds and mattresses on the hospital veranda, hooked up to intravenous bags of saline fluid. Dr. Antoine Titus Jr., a hospital physician at the Immaculate Conception Hospital in Lekay, says doctors are running short of painkillers and steel pins to mend the fractures.
We have received all types of fractures and wounds, open fractures, closed fractures, on the pelvis, dislocations of the femur and humerus, fractures exposed to infection.
Humanitarian aid is flowing into Haiti, including from the US Coast Guard, which has sent crew members to assist with relief. A video posted on Twitter shows air crews transporting critically injured Haitian citizens out of impacted areas and moving them to a higher level of care. Two Mexican Air Force planes have flown to Haiti with more than 15 tons of emergency aid for earthquake victims. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador expressed his regret over the tragedy and said Mexico would continue sending humanitarian aid to Haiti.
Nada humano nos es ajeno.
Nothing human is strange to us. Forget about borders. We must apply the principle of universal brotherhood.
El criterio, el principio de la fraternidad universal.
He says Haiti has been hit with a string of problems.
De por sí un pueblo muy pobre.
Haiti is itself a very poor country with political problems as well. Their president has just been assassinated, and there is a situation of big instability, and then this other misfortune befell them.
Otra desgracia.
Now, Tropical Depression Grace has swept across Haiti with heavy rain and strong winds across Haiti's southwest, which was hit hardest by Saturday's quake. Officials have warned that rainfall could reach 38 centimetres in some areas before the storm moved on. Jerry Chandler, the head of Haiti's Civil Protection Agency, says the storm is affecting the entire country to some degree.
It's complicated with a meteorological situation that's developed.
It has become complicated with the meteorological situation with the weather. As we speak, Tropical Depression Grace is in front of the answer, Pete. It has evolved and is moving in a more westerly direction, making it oriented from the west to Grand Sud, but it will not prevent rain throughout all the state departments.
Officials say more than 7,000 homes were destroyed and nearly 5,000 damaged from the quake, leaving around 30,000 families homeless. Hospitals, schools, offices and churches were also destroyed or badly damaged. Alan Lee, SBS News.